The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on June the 15th, halfway through the month of June, going for it like a house of fire, heading for July 1st.
No way. Yes, way.
Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And you can come on board at KCNR1460.com in our chat room and just plug in, hit on listen now so you can hear us streaming, and then you can get into the chat room as many do during the day. And today we're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Well, you know, Bad Bob, my powers of observation have gone obviously far, far away because today, I'd say, oh, it must be warm. Bad Bob's in shorts. Now, just the thought of Bad Bob, just the vision of Bad Bob in shorts should be something that people should, like, sit down, take that cup of coffee, maybe take that Valium, but still be thinking of Bad Bob in shorts today. And he says, and he looks at me, and it's the only way that Bad Bob can look at me, and he kind of sniffs to the side and said, I was wearing them yesterday. So much for your powers of observation. So good morning, Bad Bob.
Indeed, beautiful out there, a little cooler than today, it would appear, than yesterday, it would appear.
Oh, yeah, oh, maybe 2 degrees. But speaking of hot, I mean hot, here she is.
Good morning. I want to know, Bad Bob, who printed this out? Does that mean we're out of ink?
I believe that we were required to use a different printer than the normal one.
Okay,
still haven't figured out how to use the printer in here, huh? I mean, it's been a week. The printer works.
According to this very slight yellow, we're going to go. We're going to be high today at 93. Wow, currently 69 degrees. It really, you could tell yesterday I was barefoot in the backyard, going down the steps, the brick, and it was wow.
A little warm.
I mean, it was very hot. In case you're wondering what this day in history is, this day of June 15th, it's called Go Fly a Kite Day. It was a dark and stormy night back in 1752, since there was nothing on TV worth a darn, and since he had been wondering if there really was electricity up in those dark clouds. Again, Benjamin Franklin tied an iron wire to his kite and let it sail. Now, didn't we just talk about lightning in a jar just not too long ago?
I'm sure we did.
So he flew the kite from a long piece of twine tied to a silk ribbon on the end. Franklin attached a metal key where the twine and silk met. Ben, not being a total dummy, flew the kite high in the wind but stood in the doorway so the silk ribbon and he would not get wet. His idea was that in electricity overhead, they would be attracted to the wire on top of the kite. It was lucky for Franklin that no actual lightning bolt stuck the wire or Ben would have been toast. However, as lightning began to flash, he put his hand near the key, and sparks flew. The test was a success. All I'm thinking is that this must have been like such a, you know, people have creative times in their life. To think that it was just last week that we were talking about the lightning in the jar and all this. This all just happened within the 7-day period, you know,
well,
these
Franklin,
experiments.
I think Franklin's creativity went on for decades, though. I mean, you know, did the print type, he did bifocals, which you're becoming familiar with.
Haven't got them yet.
But, I mean, he invented those. Benjamin Franklin, again, was the only, I think he was the only signer for 4 major documents, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, all that. He was, like, the guy.
Well, we have to credit him for, with his kite flying and his lightning rods. Because of those, they prevented many buildings from not going up in smoke. Now, also today, be listening a little bit later in the program, we're going to be giving tickets away to celebrate the fair. The Shasta County Fair is open, and we have some tickets that we're going to be giving away. Not yet, But towards the second part of the program, we're going to be starting off giving those away to the end of the week.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the energy fair. We're going to be talking about something that's going on in theater. We're going to be talking world events right here in California. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Kurt Starman, the city manager of Reading, will be here. So we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:10 in the morning. It is 69 degrees already, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Are you lucky to get 6 hours of sleep? At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll get a better six with Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery has better than big box stores prices on quality mattresses every day with none of their advertising gimmicks. As a locally owned independent mattress store, Crisson's carries the same products at a competitive and even lower prices than those so-called discount mattress stores. And we always have 12 months no interest OAC, free bed frame, or free local delivery and disposal of your old mattress. Crisson's Mattress Gallery in Reading carries a full line of Sealy Posture and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses and bedding, and our everyday low prices always beat the competition. So, can't get 8 hours of sleep? In the real world, we're lucky to get six. Get a better six. Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, our business is your comfort. Come in and save. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. It is a lovely Wednesday day, the 15th of June, 7:13 in the morning. We have some wonderful guests coming up, and I know Carl's been slicing and highlighting and... what's on your mind?
Well, you know, we're going to talk about the fair, and it's 14,000 people expected after
district
11.
District fair.
The district fair. They expect 14,000 people to be there after the 11 a.m. start.
Wow.
And today, it's Kids Day. Kids 12 and younger admitted free. The hours from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Grandstand Entertainment is going to be the Shasta Taco Drummers at 8 p.m. free. Other events, the Junior Senior Sheep Show. Bob. Keep your seat. The Poultry Showmanship Pepsi Giveaway for drawings on the Pepsi stage, free for kids 12 and under. And a pizza contest at 7 p.m. in Trinity Hall. Tomorrow, Seniors Day, age 62 and older, admitted free. Oh, well. Maybe,
what do you mean?
Maybe in a few years. In a few years. Okay. They're going to have, of course, they're going to have all the regular events, and then the Straight Ahead Big Band at 7:30 p.m., and $5 for dress circle seating and swing dance. Everything else for grandstand seating is free. Friday, Charlie Daniels And the Saturday is going to have auto racing at 5 p.m. They're going to have demolition derby, Shasta County Idol semifinals at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be a big day. And then Sunday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and it's going to be, you know, the wind down. But it's the Shasta County Fair, and we're going to be giving away some tickets here in a little bit for that. Let's talk about what's going on. You know, this adventure in Libya that's been going on for 3 months. And, you know, it's causing a lot of consternation among the Congress and the House of Representatives. Dennis Kucinich, who is a rabid Democrat, has even said these are grounds for impeachment to go into a war without having the approval of Congress. And of course, the White House is saying, you know what, we don't need it for something like this. Well, NATO's looking at it. As of today, NATO's made an announcement. You know, we've been here for 3 months. If this goes on to September, we're going to be in trouble here. We don't have the troops to do this. We're going to have to be moving troops back and forth. So that means one of two things. You know, Gaddafi, if he holds on for 2 more months, you know, says that, you know, NATO's already saying here we're having problems with this. He holds on 2 more months. Does that mean then that he wins and NATO pulls out? And I don't think the United States is prepared to stay in Libya by itself. But you never can tell. Would we do that? And then today, John Bonner has said, you know what, we need to have congressional approval. We need something from the White House that says what's going on in Libya and how long it's going to last. Frankly, I agree with that. I believe in that. I believe that if the president's going to start something, he needs to at some point come in after that and tell Congress, you know, this is what the plan, this is what we're going to do, this is why we're going to do it. And, you know, especially since you're spending $1 million a day there, we've had eight of our soldiers and sailors killed in Iraq already the month of June. We're still fighting in Afghanistan. So somebody needs to, you know, he needs to explain what is this Libyan adventure. Then I think it's time to do that. Anyway, we've just had somebody.
Is it okay to say it out loud?
Well, yeah, somebody just walked in.
And one of our, Daniel, are actually a great, a very loyal. Say hi. Go ahead and get on the microphone. Say hello.
Well, good morning.
You have a voice like
very
that.
Very loyal, know, listener, and has been a supporter of us since we actually hit the air.
Now, is this for a raffle? Not that we can't talk about it right now in the air, according to FCC. For some reason, I'm still reading about it.
Oh.
Oh, no, there's all these rules, and Bad Bob and Just Bob said, no, we need to study about this and see if we can even talk about it. But this is for the Women's Refuge, obviously.
Well, I heard that there was a fundraiser.
Okay.
And well, so since we couldn't talk about that other thing you're talking about yet,
okay,
then that's what that is the purpose.
This is for the Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars. Daniel has brought in $20. Thank you very much. You're just doing anything to watch me dance, aren't you?
It's my pleasure. As long as you do it and I don't do it.
Did I see you bring in a cardboard box with coffee in it?
Well, I brought some coffee, and I brought some bagels with cream cheese, and they're toasted.
Oh.
And
do you know my soft spot?
And I just wanted to tell you that was just because you guys do a lot for me, just making the enjoyment of listening to the radio in the morning. But, you know.
Make my day!
I've got some gifts from you, too, so I figure it's a good trade-off.
Well, you have. You know what? When we see you, you always got a smile on your face. And when you've got your
great kids.
Kids and grandkids and friends of kids' kids, I mean, you always seem to have a corral of children around you that you seem to be taking on adventures. And we love that about you. You inspire kids.
Well, it keeps me out of trouble. You know? By the time you get the age that I am, you know, if you don't have something else, then you'll have...
Are you taking them to the fair?
Ways. Unfortunately, I got to work.
Okay.
But I'm working on a bribe with another friend to take care of that issue.
We'll be
today's
listening.
Today's the day.
All right. Well, thanks, Daniel. We really
thank you so much.
That.
That was nice. And thank you for the donation from the Women's Refuge.
Yes. And I think we're going to take a break here.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Did you want to get...
Honey, take me to the fair. How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins.
Reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR, brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
So get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you dare.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. Good morning. 7:23 in the morning, June the 15th. You know, yesterday was Flag Day, but it was also the birthday of the United States Army. So, and the caissons go rolling along. I didn't realize that until I was doing some research yesterday and put it in the blog. Happy birthday, Army, plus the fact that the Army, I think, took on the same time that opportunity to get rid of the beret. So they're going to use it just for dress uniforms and go back to their patrol-type hats, like a kind of a baseball hat that they're doing. All right, what's going on here? You know, here's big news. I know it's going to sadden most of you out there, and I'm not sure exactly how to just tell you. I guess I'll just have to come straight out and tell you. That's right, Hugh Hefner has called off the wedding. They've had some differences. They had an argument over the weekend. They're supposed to be married this Saturday, and so they've called off the wedding. And, of course, they did it. They said amicably. After all, he is 85 and she is 25. Anyway, she's quite an attractive girl. But Hugh Hefner, icon of pajamas. They called off the wedding. A 60-year difference. Well, he was afraid. From what I understand, he was afraid that he was going to was going to get her pregnant, and she just couldn't handle it. I believe that was the story. And that she just couldn't keep up with F. Okay. You know, there's certain stories I don't talk about, but that one I just had to. I won't usually talk about Britney Spears or those, but okay, Arizona. Let's talk about Arizona. Arizona's fire has now become the worst in their state history. 469,000 acres have burnt in Arizona. Now, it's not just that. I talked to my daughter in New Mexico. She said the fire has gone, has traveled through Arizona, has now leaped into New Mexico. Not that you can tell there's a big difference between the two states right there. But now in southern New Mexico, and there's not a lot of trees around there, it's on fire. Parts around Albuquerque are on fire. She said they haven't had any rain since January of any, you know, of any appreciable amount. So the whole place is a tinderbox. So all of Arizona, the eastern part of Arizona up in all those mountains, which are hard to fight fires anyway, as we all know, is gone. 469,000 acres. And I know we had, you know, thousands of acres burned up here in the North State, and I'm not sure what that total was, but it's you see pictures of it. Everybody's down there walking around with those medical masks on, that the smoke has gotten so bad. All right, closer to home. It seems like if you remember, you know, on Proposition 8, a judge down in San Francisco. And said that it ruled it was unconstitutional, Proposition 8. Well, then the people went after the judge himself, saying that he was gay. And the fact that he is gay, he should not have been ruling on a law that would affect him directly on gay marriage. Well, a federal judge on Tuesday had a message for those trying to salvage the California's gay marriage ban. Sure. The judge who threw out the measure last year is in a long-term relationship with a man, but he could still be fair to them. That's what they're saying. The judge says, you know, just because somebody is gay doesn't mean he can't rule in an impartial way. I mean, that would be like saying a minority couldn't rule in an impartial way, like saying, and this is the tack he used. He says, just because that Clarence Thomas is black doesn't mean he can't, you know, he can't rule on rules of law that come up to him because the plaintiff is black. He didn't exactly say those words, but that's essentially what he's saying. So this goes back into the courts, and the people are not letting it drop. They're going to keep going with that. You know, it's funny that, you know, not only was that ruling done, also another ruling came out of San Francisco, and it says bankruptcy court. And, okay, bankruptcy court. It says that the country's largest consumer bankruptcy court has sided with a gay couple seeking to file a joint bankruptcy petition, taking an extraordinary step of deciding that the federal law prohibiting same-sex marriages is unconstitutional. And what this was about is, the fact that a gay couple living together, even though one has been unemployed most of the time there, they wanted to go into bankruptcy. And they were wed during the 2008 window when same-sex marriage was, you know, briefly legal. And they said, hey, he was laid off his job, that they share all their income, all their expenses, and they want to be able to go into bankruptcy. And so the Attorney General Eric Holder said in February that the U.S. Department of Justice would remain parties to the cases and continue to represent the interests of the United States throughout the litigation, despite the administration's view that the law was unconstitutional. Okay, so there's two rulings right there, and one that says that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional, you know, passed in Congress and the Senate. It'll be an interesting time because, see, that same rule, the Defense of Marriage Act, has to do with don't ask, don't tell in the services. When the priest and all the military chaplains were said, don't worry about your rights as a chaplain in the military because you're being protected under the don't ask, don't tell. I mean, under the Defense of Marriage Act. So that's changing too. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if chaplains are being forced to perform marriages. Hasn't happened yet, but This is something that, you know, people need to ask themselves on the unintended law of unintended consequences for passing things. Carl Lindebaugh, we're going to take a quick break for the news. When we come back, we have theater, we have a few other things. We're going to be giving away some tickets to the fair, and we have Kurt Starman coming on at 8 o'clock. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the major averages may erase the gains from the past two sessions following disappointing economic news. The manufacturing sector in the New York area unexpectedly contracted last month. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York's Empire State Manufacturing Survey posted a reading of -7.79. Wall Street expected a positive reading. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 77 points. The Consumer Price Index is another report weighing on the markets. The price of consumer goods climbed 0.2% in May, wiping out the first drop in energy prices in nearly a year. Removing volatile energy and food prices, the core number was up 0.3%, and workers in Greece are on strike today, protesting austerity measures to deal with Greece's debt crisis. The prime minister there is trying to push through more tax hikes and spending cuts in order to continue receiving aid from the IMF and European Union. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
You're out driving with your baby, and her smile is saying maybe.
Drag, a flat. And just like that, both your tire and your girlfriend are deflated. No problem, you got the Slime Smart Spare for emergency tire repair. You get a flat, grab your green slime, and just like that, no more flat.
Now, the Slime Safety Spare for automatic flat tire repair. Check out the Slime Safety Spare at Pep Boys. No time to spare.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we're there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a five-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
Chris, July 12th Haven Monthly Second Tuesday Club meets at Elements in Wind River Casino for dinner.
Elementary, my dear John.
Oh, good grief. Hey, please join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, July 12th at Wind River Casino. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River's Elements restaurant kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
And that closes the case on that mystery.
I'd like to close the case on you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning. It's June the 15th. We're halfway through June. 70 degrees. It's going to be hot today. It's going to be like 97 today. You know, the weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and the weather report, I should say. If the weather's good, it's brought to you by Anselmo's. If it's bad weather, it's just a report. It's brought to you by Anselmo's. Great food, great music, just a short way out of Palo Cedro, and it's cooler up there. Going up for brunch and just sit down, enjoy yourself, look at those beautiful meadows, look at the vineyards, the quietness of the area, the ambiance of the animals out there grazing in the fields. You're going to like it. That's Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, we're going to be talking about, we've got a couple of Westerners in here, I guess you could say. This is, you know, we are joined by Dash Waterbury and Stephen Klein. They are in the play True West, written by Sam Shepard, and it starts tomorrow evening. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Okay, so tell us about what True West is.
Story about two brothers who haven't seen each other in about 5 years. You know, you have the good son, Austin, who's played by Dash brilliantly, and he's joined by his brother, Lee, who's been in and out of prison living on the desert, and they actually come together to write a Hollywood movie script in their mother's kitchen, and the entire play just becomes a big, huge competition. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now, a competition between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
About who's going to have the final say or the on the lead on the in the play and
well,
those kind of things.
You wouldn't want us to give that away now, would you?
No. I'm just wondering. You know, yeah. Like Sam Shepard, we're talking about the actor, author.
Yeah, and this was arguably his masterpiece. It is a very famous play, and it made the careers of John Malkovich and Gary Sinise in the '80s. Shot them to stardom, and it's just a fantastic piece of work. So.
Oh, so this is going to shoot you all to stardom right here?
I think we're on our way. As long as people show up.
That's right.
Well, you know what? We've got some tickets here to give away. This sounds like this could be a pretty good play here. These two are very likable, which is, I guess, is a big part of the play. So we've got four tickets here. We can go mountain. Two. We'll give away two today. Okay. And this is for True West. It's going to be at the Bohemian Art Loft. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. That's on Bocelli Lane. It's doors open at 7 p.m., curtain at 7:30 p.m., and it starts tomorrow, June 16th. It's True West. These are free tickets. And, okay, now let's talk a little bit more about you all in the play. So tell us about yourself, Dash. How long have you been living here?
Well, I more or less grew up in Reading. I moved here right when I was becoming a teenager, and many people know my parents, the Waterburys, as people that do music in Reading. So I come from a musical background and went off to Ohio to study music, and I'm coming back to do this play. And it's been a really great opportunity to get into some drama. So,
how long have you been back here?
I've been back here all month pretty much rehearsing the play and just visiting friends and family.
Okay, so you've thrown yourself into the theater part of Reading. And your partner in crime here, Stephen.
That's right. Stephen Klein, I've been living out here for about 3 years. I teach elementary school PE, and I've been studying theater for about, I'd have to say 20 years or so. Yeah.
You know, let's talk about that for a second, not about theater or acting for 20 years. And by the way, we're just welcoming our bride back in here.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Elementary school PE. Do they still teach that?
We do. You just can't do dodgeball because kids get hurt, and that's not usually a good thing.
Okay, I understand it. You know, and look, I'm not trying to get into a
put. Don't tell me about dodgeball and kids getting it. Don't get me on that roll.
Yeah, you just picked the wrong thing to say. Because, you know, they said at one point they quit dodgeball because it was there was winners and losers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, I don't know if that was part of it, but, you know, because of kids getting hurt, I don't.
Good one-on-one physical sports, good for you, though. So
That's right.
So really exciting. When's the play begin again?
Well, the play runs this weekend and next weekend, specifically June 16th through 18th. That's three dates in a row, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, and the 24th and 25th, Friday, Saturday of next week. The doors open at 7 p.m. at the Bohemian Art Loft, and the showtime is right at 7:30 p.m.
And we know this is Wii Multimedia. Wade Riggs, of course, is the founder of Multimedia. I'd like to just ask one more question here, and that is, what has it meant for you, this particular play? You know, I know that you've done theater before, but what has this, the body of work in this particular play, doing for you?
I personally, Sam Shepard is my favorite American playwright. My goal is to try to do as many of his shows as I can. I always grow as an actor every time I do one of his plays, and I'm always just blown away at, as naive as it sounds, his amazing writing. It's just great for actors.
Yeah,
all
and,
right.
And I'd say, you know, I've done a lot of different musicals, theaters, plays, opera, everything, and there's something about Sam Shepard's writing that just draws you out as a human being. You feel so honest up there on that stage, and people that watch it, you can just see their jaws drop. If you're really doing it right, they just really get into it. It's crowd pleaser. It's art. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Super. Okay, now we've still got two tickets to give away for the show beginning tomorrow night, and they've got them again for next week. And these tickets are for tomorrow, though.
That's good.
Thursday, and it's going to start at 7. So first callers, I guess I should give numbers, 530-605-4567. And you can get tickets.
Now, I've never really been to the Bohemian Art Loft, but I understand this is a place that, what seats about, what, 60?
Yeah, it's we're going to fit in about 50-55 people in there.
Right. So it's a chance to really have that intimate theater feeling, and you're not going to go wrong at all by seeing and experiencing Sam Shepard's work. So the show is called True West. The tickets are for tomorrow night.
And our guests have been Dash Waterbury and Stephen Klein.
That's right.
They look like they can handle themselves up there on the boards.
Oh, yeah, if I could give the number to call real quick.
Oh, yeah. Get tickets, sure.
If you want to get tickets, tickets are $15. You can get them at Wii Multimedia, WEMultimedia.com, or you can get them at the Enjoy Store. That's 1475 Placer Street. Also, True West is rated mature for language and adult content, so adults only, please. And there's a number you can call, 247-1925.
$30 worth of tickets. 605-4567. We'll talk about it later as people are waking up here. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 is 72 degrees. It's June the 15th. It's 7:42 in the morning. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh, 745 in the morning, June the 15th.
I'm fessing up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 72 degrees already. Wait a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug. He puts in Dish Satellite. Gives you great deals. He gives free HD TV with, you know, something. Talk to him about that. But he guarantees his work. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. He is supporting me tremendously. And then through me, the Women's Refuge with the Dancing with the Stars. So I can't say enough about Doug Tooley and what he's doing for our community.
All right, I fess up now.
Fess up now.
Okay, so how many people have had this experience? I'm just, you know me, I always wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm going to be really honest here. Monday we had our, at noon, we all of the media had gone over to for the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and we're told about, you know, what's going to go on. Got the rundown of who was going to be there, what acts and specialty things that were going to be going on the stages. So that happens every year, and we were given an envelope of tickets. Put it in my purse. Today I'm looking in my purse, cannot find the envelopes. Thank God we live close, because I started to panic in that when was the last time I saw the envelope? Well, lo and behold, I went home. Just the reason I haven't been on the air in the last 15 minutes, I drove home, went to go look, couldn't find it anywhere. Got back in my car, it had fallen out of my purse, and it was stuck between the seat and the door, the passenger door.
First of all, what you call a purse, most military men would call a three-day pack. You use it on three-day patrols because it's enough stuff in there.
And as I was looking in my car, I also found a paycheck that I had forgot to deposit. So right now, along with that story, I have a handful of tickets. And I know there was a caller that started early today asking if they were Saturday tickets. Well, actually, these are good. June 16th. Let me get my glasses on. Good through June 15th through June 19th.
It's any day tickets.
So I am going to start off by giving four tickets right now. 605-4567. That's our hotline. 605-4567. And I've got four tickets for you to go to the fair any one of those days you wish to go. June 15th through June 19th. There you go. Callers coming in. Bob will get your name, and then we'll mention your name on the air. There. I've got them. Yay!
You know, things are going on with the budget. You know, to the day the budget has to pass today. That's right. The budget has to pass today. Or what happens? Oh, the legislators start getting their pay cut off tomorrow. So they're talking about the Democrats are ready to pass, and it is. It's a Democratic budget. With a higher car fee and sales tax. I'm not sure how they can do that, since I thought it takes a two-thirds majority to make, you know, to pass taxes. But they're saying is that the spending plan's going to close the remaining $9.6 million deficit through accounting maneuvers, cuts, and additional fees, delayed payments, and a revamped plan to sell state properties. Several of these solutions could face legal challenges in the future. The other thing's going on is that the, you know, with the judges are saying that the with the passing of this budget, that they could also have an impact on the court system. So, you know, all these things are going on right now because of budgets. Other things that are going on with our courts and our and with the budget is, you know, what happens if they pass the budget and they don't do the fee? If they don't do the fee for a license, if that doesn't pass, how huge an impact is that going to have on us? Well, right now we're going to take a break. 7:49 in the morning. It's 72 degrees. Carl and Linda Bott, June the 15th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pie gal Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payout.
$5,000.
$20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com.
WindRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Ooh, I love it. Michael Jackson. Come on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:53 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Now, Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, yes, coffee. Espresso Joe's, yes, icy drinks. Yes. Tobacco and Brew with a great walk-in humidor. And now, behind the counter, is a life-size... I even hate to say this.
Did you? We got a message.
They plotted. There's a life-size photo of me on a cardboard.
Shelly said they had to move it because people were turning around freaking out like you were standing right there. Literally, she left a message last night saying, this is Shelley. She said, I just have to laugh because now that we've moved Carl, people are wondering, negotiating what with what he's selling.
Yeah, they're asking.
What do we put in a box?
I don't know. We could just
go buy
and
see
it. You know, just who knows what's going to end up in the box. Anyway, that's tobacco.
Hey,
girl.
Congratulations to Bob. Excuse me. Yeah, you know who you are. Bob, you won the four tickets. Come by the station. They'll be here with your name on them.
Right. And let's go to the phones. John, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Carl. I need to speak to you offline.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, then let's get a phone number for you, and after we'll go. Our producer will get Bad Bob will get your phone number. We'll call you later. How's that?
Okay.
All right. So, if you, in case you're wondering, 72 degrees currently, and we're going to have a high today of 93 tonight, low of 62. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, get fired up. We only have about 5 minutes left here in this hour. What are we going to like get fired up about?
And Kurt Starman's coming on. We'll have some questions for him. Okay, here's one. Here's one that I've. Okay, wait, good news first. Reading Energy Fair, REU. Energy Fair is going to be this Saturday, June 18th. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's going to be at Turtle Bay Exploration Point Park. There are going to be over 40 local exhibitors. Bring your own bottle. Bring your own bottle means for water bottle refilling stations available, so you don't have to just throw away those plastic bottles. Great prizes, bonus rebates, free breakfast. That's right, free Asphalt Cowboys breakfast. You've got kids' activities, you've got bucket truck rides, water slides, and more. It's celebrating REU's 90 years of service, 1921 to 2011. So that's going to be Saturday, June 18th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Turtle Bay. We're going to talk more about this. We're going to have somebody on from the REU guys. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the Energy Fair. It's been a huge success every year.
Can I share a funny story about the Energy Fair a couple of years ago? They held it on the solstice. It happened to be on a Saturday. And this was the day that the big thunderstorm hit that ignited all the wildfires. Well, they went ahead with the Energy Fair, and they're lifting people up in the bucket truck. I was down there shooting video, and I have a freeze frame of two people in a bucket truck about 60 feet in the air and a lightning bolt right behind them. Oh. And I'm thinking, who thought this was a good idea?
Well, probably the people in the air at that point didn't think too much of it. Well, you know, it's you know,
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. That was his fault. It all started today, you know, 1,800 years ago or whenever that was at. Okay. You know, here's, you know what, do you ever think about there's justice every so often? And I, you know, there's a 77-year-old woman in Texas that a 56-year-old guy broke into her house and is sexually assaulting the 77-year-old woman. And he stops and he says, you know, I don't feel too good. And he's kind of like laying there. And so she gets out of the bed and runs and gets into her car. This guy, 52 years old or 56 years old, had bicycled 2 miles to her house so he could attack her. And has a heart attack and dies right there when she was able to leave. Turns out he's on parole since 2008 for, guess what, various sexual offenses. And he was on probation for indecent acts with a minor. So, you know, when you see something like that, it's that, you know, I'm never glad that somebody dies. But, you know, every so often you say, you know, there is justice here. You know, and that there is justice in this. Okay.
That's a weird story.
It's a weird story.
Gosh. It kinda,
you know,
you know me, I'm a visual person, so I just am like, ugh.
It's pretty, you know, you don't want to get too visual with that. Okay. The what's going on in our next hour? We've got Kurt Starman coming in. We want to talk to Kurt about direction the city's going on. There's been a big brouhaha lately about the charter city, the fact of putting decisions being made with the bargaining units, and i.e. the unions, and that one of the city employees made a deal with them that the city council didn't know about. How big a thing is this? Should the city council know everything that the city manager and the staff are doing, or will that just overwhelm them? And if that's the case, who's making the decisions here? Is it the city staff in conjunction with the city council, or how many? What is that level that the city staff can do things? can make decisions without the city council's approval and just do it and just brief them later on it. Or, you know, it's some of the, you know, some of the meetings they have, it's just kind of in closed session, or it's you know, that they just put it in the minutes of the meeting and they just read it. And if the city council doesn't catch it, does that mean that they've been briefed? Should it be that side letters, all side letters that are given out? I think there's like 130 of them over a period of a year, or over a period of a year. I think there's like 130, so it's like five. But we'll talk all about that when we get back. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What's the U.S. doing in Libya? Congress is taking President Obama to task and court. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz explains live at the White House.
Well, Congress and the White House are nearing a constitutional confrontation over Libya. Members like Georgia House Republican Jack Kingston worry the mission is getting out of hand.
I'm very concerned that that's going to be one of those classic cases of mission creep.
House Speaker John Boehner telling the White House that as of this weekend, the White House will be in violation of the War Powers Act if operations continue without explicit congressional approval. Now, the White House is sending materials to Congress later today explaining its position. Meanwhile, 10 House members are filing a federal lawsuit claiming the Obama administration has overstepped its authority in Libya. Dave?
Mike, the UN wants an investigation on Syria, fearing 1,100 have been killed in the crackdown on anti-government protests. People in the mountain town of Luna, New Mexico are ready in case that giant Arizona wildfire chases them from their homes.
They believe it was started by an unattended campfire.
Fox's Adam Housley in Springerville, Arizona, says investigators are looking for up to six suspects.
We're checking license plates, cameras from gas stations, anything that might point to people who were in that area at that time.
The prosecution has rested in Casey Anthony's trial. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown following it live.
Dave, the defense is supposed to call their first witness tomorrow, but has spent the morning arguing for a mid-trial acquittal.
There has been no evidence presented that Casey Marie Anthony used duct tape for any purpose, that she used chloroform ever for any purpose, and that in any way or any capacity whatsoever, she contributed to the cause of death of this child.
Prosecutors argue they've shown duct tape and chloroform killed little Kaylee, and that they've shown enough evidence to suggest Casey did it, Dave.
Evan, a teenage Michigan girl who would have turned 17 today, was found dead last night under a public works sand pile in Traverse City after a 17-year-old boy, police say, admitted he killed Carly Lewis. She had been missing for about 2 weeks. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
Quiznos Flavor Theater presents Captain Napkin.
This is our calling, fellow napkins. To wipe smoky Quiznos barbecue sauce from proud chins, protect khaki laps from pieces of slow-roasted pork, and tidy up the scraps of toasty genius. Who's with me?
Yeah! Try our all-new large Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub. This or any large toasty favorite sub, now just $5. Quiznos. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Toasty. For a limited time, only at participating locations.
Are terrorists trying to recruit Americans in prison?
The danger remains real and present, especially because of Al-Qaeda's announced intention to intensify attacks within the United States.
Republican Congressman Peter King holding a second controversial hearing on Muslim radicalization in America. Patrick Dunleavy, a retired deputy prison inspector in New York, testified a Jordanian inmate with ties to Osama bin Laden detailed one plan.
He stated that his group intended to get inmates trained in the Middle East after their release from prison and then have them return to the U.S. to participate in jihad.
Congressman King's critics claim his hearings are like modern-day McCarthyism. The U.S. Navy ship, the Carl Vinson, that dumped bin Laden's body at sea, is coming home this afternoon to California.
Security is extremely tight. Not only will it be from the air,
but also on the sea. The Coast Guard will be in the waters helping the ship come through the channel through the San Diego Bay, along with Navy. On the blacktop here, the families are gathering. Thousands will be here.
Phil Farrar with Fox affiliate Kogo at the Coronado base near San Diego. Someone will win hockey's Stanley Cup tonight.
Boston won three home games by a combined 17-3. But scored only twice at Vancouver, losing by one goal three times.
We got to be a little hungrier than we have been the last three times in Vancouver and want to put some pucks at the net.
Coach Claude Julien's Bruins visit Vancouver tonight for the seventh and deciding game of the Stanley Cup Final. A chance for Vancouver goalie Roberto Luongo to come back from giving up three quick goals in Monday's loss.
I got to believe in myself, right? I mean, that's a big component of bouncing back and playing a good game.
The Canucks try to win their first cup. Boston, its first in 39 years. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, selling the day after a rally, the Dow is down 71 points. The price of oil rising up nearly to $100 a barrel again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 on June the 15th. It's already 72 degrees. It looks like it's going to be one of those days, honey.
Fabulous day. Currently 72 degrees, like Carl said, and it's going to be high today with 93, lows tonight of 62. And I don't know about the studio right now. It's got to be about 88, but 8:05 in the morning.
You know, I don't understand this thing, is that we've got, you know, we have, you know, we'll go through these series of people working on our air conditioning system. And one time it was like so hot in here. Then they fixed it. It was, gosh, it was perfect. And then, but then you were dying in another studio. So they came back and fixed that. So it's like hanging meat. So they came back and fixed it again. And for like 2 days, it was really nice. And then now that the temperature's gotten up in the 90s, and everybody walked in this morning, it's 89. And then you throw in the lights we have in here. And it takes a while for it to cool off. So, but enough of that.
Enough of that.
Speaking of heat,
the reality everybody's trying to get
it. The only reason I would have brought it up is because our guest said, you know, it's hot in here. Yeah, it's just hot over in that side of the room.
You know it's hot when Kurt Starman takes off his coat, because you are always the epitome of a fabulous dresser. So
well,
we know.
Thank you.
Welcome to the program this morning.
Thanks. Good morning. How are you both doing?
We're great.
Reading City Manager Kurt Starman. So happy always to have you here.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, I tell you, there's a lot of things going on, as you know, and that are you know, big in our state and our region and our community. I think one of the things, the biggest things, is the budget. And we're, of course, the state today said that they were going to pass a budget, or they're hinting that they had to pass a budget today, otherwise their pay gets cut off tomorrow.
That's right.
So what have you heard about the budget they're talking about passing that could have an impact on us right here in Reading?
Well, it's a timely topic. As you mentioned, there's a lot of pressure on the legislature and the governor to pass out a budget today. And, of course, as you mentioned, if they don't, via the proposition passed last year, they lose their salary, which by most people would agree is a good thing, good motivation. So, you know, I'll talk about that mostly from a local government perspective. But I think I'll start sort of with a big picture comment. I think most people would say that any budget that gets adopted today in the Senate and or the Assembly probably is mostly a smoke and mirror type budget, because, you know, today they have about a $9 or $10 billion gap, and without a consensus within the Assembly and Senate on a path forward, I think the plan I have seen as late as last night really relies upon a lot of accounting gimmicks and assumptions and things of that nature.
The old smoke and mirrors thing?
Exactly, which is, of course, you know, Governor Brown, when he was running for office, indicated he would not, you know, pursue that path. But I think both he, the governor, as well as the Assembly and the Senate, particularly the Democratic Party, is in a tough pickle, because they have not yet been able to reach consensus across the aisle. And so I think, to the extent they do pass a budget today, it's not going to be a real budget. It's going to be on paper, and it's going to require a lot more work going forward.
So, and from what I've read too, is that there's parts of this budget that could be that can get into the court system. They could be parts could be challenged and say, wait a minute, you can't do this.
Yeah, I think that's exactly true, and I'll give you a couple of examples from local government in particular. So, a couple of topics that we're following very closely for obvious reasons. One is in the area of, this is a huge topic and has multiple parts, but it's commonly referred to as realignment. But we have a keen interest in that topic from a law enforcement perspective, where you know, really the intent is to push a lot of state responsibility onto local government, counties in particular, but also indirectly to city police forces. And so we're very much concerned about what that means for crime in local communities in Redding, as an example, in Shasta County. What does that mean for the jail? And particularly if money from the state does not follow, obviously the county is having financial difficulties with its economy. Certainly the city of Redding and most cities are struggling due to this severe recession. So that's an important topic for us, and we're very much concerned what that might mean, you know, not just tomorrow, but a year, 5 years, 10 years into the future in terms of future crime and so forth. Another large topic for Redding and, again, most cities and many counties is in the area of redevelopment. The governor's proposal and some information I saw last night from coming out of the Senate and Assembly includes some proposals that are pretty draconian relative to redevelopment in California that would have a huge implication for our community.
Okay, well, those are enough subjects for us to talk about.
Wow.
for the next four days.
That was a breathful.
Okay, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the moving of the prisoners, turning them loose.
Yep.
A recent ruling by the court that said it doesn't make any difference. You still have to build a $670 million medical facility.
Correct.
For them. The part about doing away with the plans of doing away with the redevelopment funds. There's like four or five here, and then we're having our own budget talks here pretty soon.
That's true. That's a timely topic as well. So the city of Redding will be talking about its budget next week, and so we can talk about that this morning as well.
Yeah, I've got questions about that because. Okay, we'll wait till we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about is it better, worse, or what do we have in store for us? This is KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning on June 15th at 73 degrees. We're heading up toward 100, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it. And what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that. Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue, locally owned and operated since 1994, is your complete sleep headquarters. Steve and his family invite you to shop their huge inventory for all your sleep comfort needs. Whatever your comfort, Cresson's carries a full inventory of Natura, NextGel, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish Sleep System, and the Therapeutic lines. Forever change the way you sleep starting tonight. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find queen sets starting at $299.95, all the way up to the most luxurious sleep lines giving you unbelievable sleep comfort for years to come. Plus, free local delivery and setup with the purchase of your premium mattress sets. Unlike the big box stores, Cresson's knowledgeable staff are trained to help you make the right decision for your particular sleep needs. And in most cases, when you purchase your new Cresson's mattress today, you could be sleeping better tonight. Shop Cresson's Mattress Gallery for your next sleep system and enjoy Cresson's 30-night sleep guarantee. Ask Steve for the details at Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Your complete sleep comfort store.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair,
Upgrading California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. How are you feeling with that one? Ow! Love it. 8:14 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is going to be brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leia, top designers. He's been in Reading for over 20 years, and he has an on-site lab. If you have insurance, don't worry about it. He will work with you, and we just can't say enough about him. 223-2325.
Our optometrist of choice. You got two eyes. Make sure somebody's taking care of them.
Now, we love you, our chat packers, and we love you always weighing in, and one of you had asked, tell us, we would like to know about Kurt Starman, his background is education. So how about it, Kurt?
I can do that. I'll give you a quick little bio, and I'll make it brief. Actually, I'm a local boy, went to Central Valley High School, go Falcons, and graduated from there. And I went down to Sacramento for college initially, so I have a bachelor's degree in economics from CSU Sacramento, a master's degree in economics from CSU Sacramento, and then later I did a master's degree in public administration from USC. So go Trojans.
Wow.
So that's my educational background. I initially worked for the state of California. I worked for both the Department of Commerce for about 3 years and also for the Department of Finance for about 2 years, and then came to the city of Reading as an employee of the city of Reading in 1991. So I've been at the city for about 20 years and have worn a number of different hats over that time. I've been the city manager for a little over 5 years now.
Okay. And that's been about since we've been here, really. So if, like, you're the only city manager we know. We've heard about another guy named Mike something or other.
And
Mike Warren.
And I attribute my success totally to the two of you. I think it's more than coincidence.
We've had Mike on a couple times.
Why don't you just bring in coffee and donuts, too? Okay,
So anyway, that's great. So keep on asking questions in the chat room, and we'll throw them at you. For those who don't want to call, we'll be doing that. So before we took a break.
Okay, we want to talk about budget. And we talked a little bit about the state budget, which I think is a morass of indecision on people's part, that there are plans out there. You know, people talk about the Republicans don't want to, want to play. Republicans have come up with some ideas that said, you know what, we'll go along with these tax, we'll extend these taxes and all that if we just come up and start making cuts. Now, and people can't seem to agree on it. We're getting ready to have our budget next week. Our budget talks next week, from what I understand.
Correct.
Okay. Where are we right now, Kurt, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'll give you. Actually, we're doing better, but we're facing new challenges now. So let me give you a little bit of historical context first. And, of course, like most of the world, of course, we had a very severe recession, international recession, that impacted not just California or Reading, but the nation and international as well. We're not through the, we're not out of the woods yet, quite frankly. Our challenge to date, and, particularly starting in, say, 2008, and when the financial world melted down in late 2008, our challenge up to this point in time has largely been a precipitous decrease in revenue. And I'll just give you one example. It's our largest source of general fund revenue is our sales tax revenue. So when you go to the cash register and you buy something for a dollar, you pay 8.25 cents of sales tax, and the city gets one of those pennies. But one of those pennies, they add up over time, obviously. And so to give you some point of reference for you and for the audience, in going back to, say, the 2006 time frame, we were generating, the city, just our share, that one penny, we were generating in excess of $23 million per year in sales tax revenue. Now, fast forward a couple of years, and for fiscal year 2009-10, so last year, that number was less than $18 million. So we lost about $5 million in a very short period of time. And that was true for a number of other revenue sources as well, building fees, obviously, and things of that nature. So that was a huge challenge, and we have had to make significant cuts to our budget to live within our means. So unlike the federal government, we don't have a luxury just printing new cash. And unlike the state, we don't just paper it over with accounting gimmicks. And so I want to credit this current council and past city councils for making some very difficult choices to balance the budget, live within our means. And so we've done that.
We're talking about $1 to $2 million each quarter we're having to change out.
It's been
less
huge.
Revenue, yeah.
Yeah. Our general fund budget, at one point was as high as about $78 million, is my memory. We're down into the low $60 million now. So we have made huge cuts, and for obvious reasons. Now, fast forward today in a budget we're going to talk about next week, and it's a little different scenario. And actually, on the good news front, we're seeing some improvement, or at least some stabilization on the revenue front. And I'll use sales tax again as an example. We just got our results from the state yesterday, actually, with regard to sales tax revenue for the first quarter of 2011. And we're up this quarter compared to the same quarter last year, up about 5.6%. So that's a positive thing.
It is positive.
Now, we've had a mixed bag. You know, we're not out of the woods, as I mentioned earlier. And so we're seeing a little bit of good news here and there on the revenue front, a little bit of bad news. But, you know, overall, I would describe it as we've stabilized to a large extent and, you know, relatively flat. So that's the good news side of the equation. But the bad news side is that on the expense side, we're seeing some significant increases there in two categories in particular. The first is, and both these topics are well known to, you know, the community and to your audience. The first is an area of what's called CalPERS. It's a California Public Employees Retirement System. Our rates and the rates of other employers are going up pretty dramatically, largely because of the financial meltdown in 2008, but other reasons as well.
And when so you say dramatically, 10%, 15%?
You know, I'll give you an example. We're not quite there yet, but I'll just use for what we call public safety employees. That's, you know, mostly firefighters and police officers. You know, our rates for the coming fiscal year, which we're talking about that budget here shortly, we're not quite there yet, but we're getting close to 50% of payroll. I think we're about 48% right now. So for every dollar of direct salary we pay to a police officer, as an example, or to a firefighter, we're sending about 50 cents to the state of California, to CalPERS, for retirement benefits. So that's a huge challenge.
That's a huge thing. I think one of the examples they used was Anderson, which was less than that. So we're going to be... So for every dollar we spend on pay for our first line of defense there, you could say, we're putting 50% to the state.
Yeah,
for
CalPERS. It's pretty close to that amount now, and it's going up, and it's projected to go up for the next several years as CalPERS plays catch-up from that economic collapse in 2008. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm going to digress just for a moment, but, you know, a lot of finger-pointing, you know, here and throughout the state about, you know, who's to blame. Is that, you know, the employee's fault, a union issue, CalPERS, city councils, board of supervisors? And, you know, it's a complex topic, and I think I do want to make a point that, you know, it's not because the firefighters did anything wrong. It's not because the police officers did anything wrong. It's just, you know, a fact of the economic situation and the fact that, you know, Reading and a bunch of other cities and counties increased its retirement benefits significantly in around 2000.
Right. Okay, now we got to take a quick break. We've got great, great questions on the chat room. We've got somebody on the line. We're going to take a quick break here. But, yeah, and you know, not disagreeing with you a bit about that. You know, the things have changed, but now things have to change again.
Correct.
So now we got to figure out how to do it. Okay, we got to take a quick break here, Carl, and about our guest, Reading City Manager Kurt Starman, and there's people on the line, people in the chat room lined up as soon as we get back. This is Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Lindabot. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars, and let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table, and get peace of mind today. for less.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl and Linda Botts, 8:25 in the morning. Our guest is Reading City Manager Kurt Starman, and we've got John on line one. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda, Dad, Bob, and good morning, Mr. Starman. How are you this morning?
I am well, thanks. Good morning.
Do you mind if I call you Kurt?
That'd be fine.
Okay. I have a couple questions for you. The first one is, and this figure could be off. I mean, you'll certainly know it better than I, but there's $86 million in unfunded liability concerning CalPERS and REU. I mean, REU, CalPERS, period. Where will this money come from?
Well, there's two figures there, so let me start with there's a sort of a statewide figure for CalPERS as a system, and then there's a figure for the city of Reading in particular. I think the number you were referring to might be sometimes referred to as a GASB 45 figure. That's a little different topic. That's in that range you were describing that is associated with health care promises made for retirees, and I can talk about that also in a moment. But to answer your main question relative to CalPERS and retirement benefits, you know, it's the employer's obligation ultimately to fulfill its contractual obligations. And so CalPERS does an actuarial study each year. It establishes a rate, and then it gives projections for the next year, and then that's done, you know, on an annual basis. And so the reason our rates are increasing currently, and most employers, is because CalPERS, you know, based its actuarial studies some time ago on, you know, assumed rates of return. And, of course, in 2008 and 2009, the financial world imploded, and they obviously didn't meet their growth projections. In fact, they lost, you know, billions and billions of dollars. And so we're playing catch-up right now, and the catch-up is in the form of higher retirement charges to the city as an employer that goes to CalPERS. And so over time, that money is rebuilt or reestablished and, you know, placed in trust, essentially, for future retirement obligations.
Don't see, though, is when I look at the numbers in the city reserves and the city income from the citizens, the tax base, we don't have the kind of money they're talking about.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a challenge. I mean, if we had to pay, if your point is, you know, if we had to write a check today, I'm not saying we could not pay the bill, but it's certainly a significant amount of money. Now, the reality is those calculations are done over what is your financial obligation over a 20- or 30-year amortization period. So those are not bills that are due today. They're really an estimate of what bills are going to be due over the next 20- or 30-year period, and then rates are established accordingly. But I agree with your main, you know, point, or your fundamental point, which is that that's a huge burden for, you know, not just the city of Reading, but for most cities and counties in California in particular, but probably for the nation, actually, to fulfill obligations that were made. You know, I'll go back in the 2000-2001 time frame when many cities and counties increased or enhanced their retirement benefits, and that's both for public safety employees but also for other city and county employees. And, you know, that was based upon certain assumptions. Today, you know, we have the obligation to fulfill those promises, and that bill is significant. And so what that means is upward pressure on our CalPERS rates for the foreseeable future.
This free program seems to be costing us an awful lot that was estimated as being without cost.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand your question or comment initially. Yeah, you're right. There was a lot of CalPERS in that 1999, 2000, 2001 time frame, and the city of Reading was in this boat, too. It was a term called superfunded, and basically it was the opposite of what you just described or asked about a minute ago. During that time frame, most employers, and Reading was one of these employers, we had more money on deposit than when it was required. We had more money in trust than was required to meet our obligations. And you're right, CalPERS and others were fond of using that term, super funded. And the argument was, well, you can enhance benefits because you have money on account and it really has no new financial impact. So your point's well taken. The world has changed dramatically in 11 years.
You know, the last question.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go on, John. Because we've got to take a break here in a minute.
The air, and yeah. I'll take this out the air. Should the city lose the REU Prop 26 lawsuit, do you feel, and I know that it isn't your decision, but will the city go to the citizens with a proposal to pick that up as an actual tax instead of an in-lieu tax?
Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Okay.
And that's kind of a long answer. I'll give you the short version now, but I think you're getting close to a break, so you tell me. But
we got 1 minute. We got one minute left.
So let me start, and we can finish after the break if we need be. But let me give you a quick little context of what that's about, the Proposition 26 REU lawsuit. So I'm just give it, just for your audience's benefit, a brief background on that. There was a proposition passed in just last year, November 2010, called Proposition 26. Didn't get a whole lot of attention, but really its primary intent was it was directed mostly at the state of California, and mostly at the state's propensity to implement new, quote, fees, end quote, that were really quasi-taxes to pay for programs. And so basically Proposition 26 put new restrictions on and definitions for fees and taxes and things of that nature, also enforced previous propositions relative to voter approval. There's an argument that the REUs...
Okay, we'll finish that when we get back. We got a quick break for the news right here. Carl and DeBott. This is Free Fire Radio. Join us after the news. Kurt Starman is our guest.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Costs are on the rise.
Prices for food, cars, and clothes are up. May consumer prices rose 0.2%. As for core inflation, minus food and energy, prices rose 0.3%, the largest amount in nearly 3 years.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti in New York. This is weighing on Wall Street. The Dow is down 82 points. They're trying to get down to debating the Wisconsin state budget. Amid new protests at the Capitol in Madison after the state Supreme Court yesterday says it's legal for Wisconsin to save money by wiping out most union rights for government employees.
I was actually very shocked and certainly extremely disappointed with this ruling by our Supreme Court.
Democratic State Representative Peter Barca, but it's a Republican victory.
I was confident that the Supreme Court would rule in our favor.
State Senator Alberta Darling. The court vote was 4-3. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR folks. We are on the air and we're live. And oh, you know what? There's some kind of magic and great juice that goes on between the breaks. I'm telling you, 8:34 in the morning. And you know what? I'm going to take a caller here. The first two tickets in my hand right now are going to go to 605-4567 for the state fair. Excuse me, it's not the state fair. It's the
district fair.
Okay. Here in the North State, 2011 fair, which begins June 15th through June 19th. So you give us a call here, 605-4567, and you get those tickets.
And that's good for any day of this week, starting today through the end of the fair. Two tickets. That's a big savings. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right on Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black give discounts if you're a veteran, which is great. And they give great haircuts. They, you know, a great conversation there. They care about our community. They, you know, they are involved with our community. And you know what? It's man's last stronghold. That's right. Man's last stronghold. Yep, getting a thumbs up here. So, okay, that's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. All right, Kurt, we were talking about, you know, the amount of pay that's going in. We're talking about the REU and,
right,
and the problem with REU. But if we lose that $6.5 million lawsuit, which is essentially what it is, what happens?
Yes, let me finish up that little background first. And so this proposition passed in November 2010. There is a small group of REU customers that, you know, their point of view is that proposition prohibits the city and REU from making this transfer going forward. In short, it's called a payment in lieu of taxes. So just a little bit on that topic real quick. The payment essentially is established as 1% of the REU's assets. And it's essentially to replicate or mimic to some extent, not 100%, but essentially to represent what a private utility or private business would pay for property taxes, recognizing that as REU, as a municipal utility, does not pay property tax. So the city's had that practice for many years. Going back, the current formula actually was established in 1988, but the actual transfers of funds between the electric utility and general fund goes back much farther in time than that. So this has been done for 30-plus years and, you know, for many years at this point. So the argument essentially is, you know, does Prop 26 allow or not allow that type of payment in lieu of taxes? So that's being litigated right now, and, of course, that will take some time to work its way through the court system. We think we have a very compelling case. Proposition 26 was not meant to apply retroactively, and as I mentioned, this fee has been in place for many years. So we think we have a pretty strong case, and we'll defend it vigorously, obviously, in the court system. To the extent we don't prevail, to answer your question, which is hypothetical for the moment, but it's an important question, you know, hypothetically, if the city does not prevail and a court or ultimately the courts rule that Prop 26 prohibits such a transfer, first of all, it's bad news for Reading, but it's virtually bad news for every municipal utility in California, because virtually every city electric utility in California does exactly the same thing in one shape or form or another. So it's bad news for the state as a whole, for many cities and municipal utilities. But to answer the question that John posed prior to the break is, yeah, I would definitely, the city council has not had that discussion yet, that hypothetical discussion, but certainly I would recommend that if we do not succeed or prevail in court, that we should bring that issue to the voters to, you know, before we reduce the general fund budget an additional $6 million, which is about a 10% cut. I think the voters need to have an opportunity to speak on that issue, and we need to know what the implications are, and the voters have an opportunity to say yay or nay. Because quite frankly, as we talked about early in the program, you know, we've already made huge cuts to our budget. We've reduced the workforce in our police department, as an example, by about 25% since 2008. about 21 sworn officers. We've eliminated 12 firefighter positions in the fire department. To reduce budgets by an additional 10% across the board would be huge.
It will be huge. So this is going to be something we need to be covering. Okay, a question coming in from the chat room. Has the city looked at hiring a firm that would come in and take a look at practices and how things are being done and how and a better way of doing things? In other words, kind of like an efficiency model, experts that would come in and say, okay, this is this division, they've got this many people, they're doing this kind of work, and then they give you a report on it.
Right. We've done those types of things in the past, and you know. Stick with the RU example for now, but actually I helped staff a work effort some years ago now where we did that, went through the RU, the electric utility budget and its operations in some detail just for that purpose. And more recent examples actually of course, with tight budgets, you know, the city council and we as staff and as a city manager, we're looking at every opportunity to be more efficient and save money. We're currently looking at four different areas of the city right now to see if we can do things better, more cheaply, more efficiently. And so we have we're actually doing consultants that are helping us in four different areas right now, and looking at our water treatment facilities, looking at our wastewater treatment facilities in terms of how we manage and operate those today. Is there a better way to do it? Does it make sense to outsource some of those services, as an example? We're also looking at our information technology services that we currently provide mostly in-house. And then fourthly, we're also taking a look at our development services area. And again, you know, are there ways to be more efficient, to perhaps, you know, privatize some functions, outsource some functions, or some combination? So we've had good success in some of those areas in the past. Outsourcing is an example. We always look for the best way to provide the service at the least cost and best value to the community. So we've had some great examples where, you know, just a couple off the top of my head, we contract with Haven Humane Society, as an example, to provide animal regulation services to the city. There was a time when I first started the city, we had people on our payroll that did that. We now contract for that with Haven Humane. It's been a great relationship. Another good example is with our new library. When we transitioned from the county to the city and we opened a new facility, you know, we chose to contract with a firm known as LSSI, doing a great job. It's been a very efficient partnership, and they do a great job. The community's been very pleased. So we're always looking for ways to be more efficient and do things better.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, but on the library, is there litigation going against that now because of what the of people not being able to hand out pamphlets or whatever it is? Wasn't that ACLU and the Tea Party got together to say if this goes into effect, they're going to sue the city?
Correct. That's just litigation pending. We can talk about that after the break as well. But actually,
that's so far down my list of things we've got here okay. to talk about. But that could be something.
But it's timely. Actually, we anticipate maybe having a tentative ruling from the judge, Judge Marlowe, that's hearing that issue. We may get a tentative ruling today or tomorrow on that issue. So it's a timely question.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about that.
We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Join us in our fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to Win and Play to Win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
Hello, this is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies, and the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free asphalt cowboys, pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family and our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave,
going
our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m., Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Body, 45 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley. A veteran, local, he guarantees his work. We use him at the house with Dish Satellite, and he does great work, great work. Our guest, Reading City Manager Kurt Starman, we've been talking about lawsuits. We've been talking about what happens at here in the near future. It looks like out of every dollar we spend on our first responders and salary, that 50% more is going to be sent to the state for CalPERS.
Yeah, it's getting close to that.
As I said, I think that's going to be
that's
onerous.
That's big. That's onerous. Yeah, it's not quite 50% yet, but we're inching up to it really quickly.
All right, and then we're talking about lawsuits with the REU. What that could have a huge impact on us.
Correct.
And then now we're talking, you know, something minor, but it's getting ready to be. I don't know how minor, but it's getting ready to be ruled on, is at the library. You've got the ACLU and the Tea Party banding together to sue the city about the library, about the about freedom of speech there.
Right. So that issue, real quick, and try to do that briefly, but yeah, you know, that issue sort of came to a head late last year in 2010, and an issue about pamphlets being distributed and, you know, displays being set up and so forth, and there was, you know, discussion at that time about it'd be nice to actually, this was a suggestion from a representative of the Tea Party group, so it'd be nice to have some guidelines in place that talks about how all this happens. And so, you know, we all thought that was a good idea, and, you know, good intentions sometimes don't turn out that way. So, you know, initially, I think the Community Services Department, with help from the City Attorney's Office and from our Citizens Library Advisory Group, you know, put together a policy. There were some objections to that policy. It was reworked, went back to our Citizens Advisory Committee, I think twice, you know, for revisions and so forth, and ultimately came back to the elected officials for decisions. So, you know, I think ultimately I can certainly understand, you know, the fundamental concern there in terms of First Amendment rights. I'm a big believer in the First Amendment, so I understand completely where people are coming from. And, you know, ultimately it's kind of a balancing type issue here in terms of trying to be respectful of all and protecting everybody's rights. So, you know, we do our best to try to balance that. Obviously, some disagree with the ultimate work product. So the Superior Court is just reviewing that issue now. As I mentioned, we anticipate that the Superior Court may issue a tentative ruling maybe as early as today or tomorrow, and it will be heard, you know, for a final decision perhaps next week is our anticipation. And we'll see where it goes from there. You know, we're happy to work with groups to make the policy work for all. Our intention is not to go offend anybody or upset anybody. We just want to make sure we protect everybody's rights and be fair to all.
Well, I didn't realize it was a big problem until – I mean, I've been down the library, and I never noticed a huge problem there. Maybe the fly tires, when they were out there, they were practicing their fly path. No. Okay. We're talking on the budget, going back to the budget again. Next week, the budget talks. Yeah. What, I mean, are we looking at more cuts?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So we didn't quite
finish that one.
Yeah, so and that's an important topic, and there are some huge, you know, in terms of service implications and just public policy questions there. So let's finish that conversation. So as I mentioned, you know, the early part of the program, our challenge has shifted to a large extent. It's not so much that revenue is falling dramatically. That has stabilized to some extent, but our expenses are increasing. We talked a lot about the CalPERS contribution. The other area for us is, and this is true for private and public and nonprofit entities as well, as the healthcare costs are increasing dramatically. We just saw about a 10% increase at the first of this year. We anticipate a similar increase next year. that's a huge impact for us as an employer as well. So
10% a year it's going up for on our health care for the city employees.
That's been our recent experience, and so that's our assumption going forward. You know, that it may be better, may be worse, but right now it's our best experience. For us, you know, to put that in perspective, dollars, you know, a 10% increase, that's about $1.6, $1.7 million in terms of total impact of the city's finances. So it's a pretty significant piece of money.
How much, with all the everything that's been said on how many, you know, with all the negotiating and everything on that, the city workers that are under in the unions, are how much more are they going to pay? I mean, is this something that's still under negotiation, I guess I should say?
Well, a little bit of all, but kind of a big topic, but I think what you're referring to is what's referred to as Measure B, which was on the ballot last year as well. And so we have implemented that for some unions, and we have two contracts under negotiation currently. So that'll be phased in as contracts come up for renegotiation. Long term, that would have a significant impact, particularly on, I mentioned this term earlier, and it's kind of an esoteric term. It's called GASB, Governmental Accounting Standards Board, GASB 45. And so long term, it'll have a huge impact on that issue. But that's really more of a longer term fix. It's not so much an immediate issue. Most of the increase I just referenced for healthcare expenses, not all, but most of that is attributable to current employees that are on our books today. So that's where the issue is today. So what that means is we went into our budget preparation process, those two issues and some other topics, we're looking for about $3 million to rebalance that budget going forward. And so we're doing some, you know, looking at some pretty aggressive things to do that. As I mentioned, we've already cut significantly from all general fund departments. And in my opinion, and I've told the council this and we've discussed this publicly, I don't think we're in a position, absent something terrible happening like that REU litigation topic and losing $6 million or some other issues like that, I really don't think we're in a position to make deeper cuts to our police department or our fire department. I don't think that would be prudent. And so when you take that into consideration, it's tough to find $3 million in the rest of the budget. Police and fire account for about 65% of our general fund budget. So we're looking at a couple things. One is we were able to successfully negotiate a concession with one of our unions, Service Employees International Union. That will enable us to implement a more formal furlough program, unpaid days for city employees, about 26 unpaid days starting July 1st. That will save us about $900,000 per year.
Was that the one with the side letter, or is this a different one?
That was done by side letter as well, but I think it's a different one than you're referring to.
We're going to have to take a break on this. Our guest is Kurt Starman. When we come back, I have a special question for you, Kurt. And also, we're always taking your questions at 605-4567. That's our hotline. Or go to KCNR1460.com. Our chat room is open. We have just a few minutes left here till our 9 o'clock program. We'll have Dennis Miller will be up right after these messages. We'll be right back with Kurt Starman, KCNR1460.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis at west.com. GulfCoastSustainables.com.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do great things for our community. They do great things for our veterans, veterans discounts. Go down and visit them at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Kurt Starman, the city manager.
Yes, and Kurt, you know, we haven't seen you for a while here at KCNR, so we really want to invite you in on a regular basis to come, because you have your finger on the pulse. You're managing the city, so you know everything that has to really filter through you. Kind of what I would like to leave with our listeners, we have so many other topics that we can talk about, discussions that are in the chat room, is as a city manager in your reign here, because you're holding... You've been elected and the title and all that other stuff. But what would you say would be your biggest, what would you like to have be your biggest legacy as you continue on and you decide to leave in the next city manager? Within your time that you've been city manager, what would that be?
Okay, so I'll take a stab at that in a second, but let me go back about 30 seconds and just for clarity for the audience in particular. So real quick, the city manager position is not elected a position, so we have a council manager form of government. So the voters elect five council members, and then those council members hire and fire just two positions in the city. That's the city manager position and the city attorney position. So I serve at the will and at the pleasure of the city council.
Okay.
So just for clarity.
Okay.
You know, really, I think in terms of legacy and just, you know, what we're trying to accomplish here, one of the things I really love about Ray, I mentioned earlier, I grew up in this community. I've been here a long time. It's a real special place, and obviously I'm biased, but I think one of the things that makes Reading so special is, you know, we're a medium-sized city with a lot of nice amenities, major medical centers, a beautiful museum, lots of shopping, you know, the list goes on. But it still feels to me, at least, like very much like a small town where you know your neighbor, you say howdy to your friends at the grocery market, lots of volunteerism, service clubs. And I think that's a challenge for us going forward as we continue to grow, and this recession has put a real pause to that, obviously. But Reading's a very desirable place, and it will continue to grow. And we're going to get in excess of 100,000 and then more. And I think it's really a challenge for us to maintain that quality of life and that small-town feel that I think makes Reading special.
Okay. Going back to the Convention Center. Convention Center is up right now. Bethel has offered, put their money where their mouth is. There's other people coming in and saying, no, give us another 6 months. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so real quick, I'll answer that question, but let me finish my comment before the break. And so we're looking at several different things to rebalance that budget. One is that furlough program. A second deals with the convention center, so I'll talk about that in a moment. And a third piece, it deals with Measure A, which is that CalPERS member contribution. And we're at negotiations right now with two of our unions, one of which is the Reading Peace Officers Association. Yeah, I'm very optimistic that we're going to have a good agreement. The union and the police officers have been very good to work with, very cooperative. I'm very optimistic we're going to see some savings from that contract as well.
Right.
It's going to be beneficial. With regard to the convention center, you know, the community has heavily subsidized the community center, the convention center for many years. And unfortunately, that problem is getting worse not better, and particularly with this recession. So right now, you know, we're looking at significant subsidies both from our transient occupancy tax, that's our bed tax or hotel tax, as well as, and even that's not sufficient, and it's going to require an additional about $350,000 from the city's general fund, which we don't have. So we have looked at this issue from every different angle since starting in 2009 with our Community Services Advisory Commission and a bunch of studies. I think right now, you know, the council in April tentatively talked about we may need to temporarily close that facility until the economy gets better. The other option is cuts to other departments like police and fire. I am hopeful, like you, that others will step forward. I think the Bethel Church idea has merit, although we haven't seen the detail at this point, but I think that may have merit. We're actually talking, I can't disclose the name of the individual. We're talking with another individual right now that has a similar idea for the facility. And there's a really good group of stakeholders out there that really care about that facility that's trying to make, you know, something happen, well, be positive.
Nobody wants to lose that convention.
And I'm on that list as well. You know, we've all attended a million things there. It's a great facility.
Okay.
Hey, time has flown by
time
again.
Time has gone again. Kurt, thanks so much for being here. We need to have you back on because there's too many things that
so
happen.
Many more issues to discuss. You bet.
Always happy to be here.
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, wow.
I know.
Tomorrow, Missy. Tomorrow, the mayor, Missy McArthur, is going to be on and the show. And this is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio. Remember, it's just the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. And I'll keep this.